More coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The Senate's top Democrat is calling on New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to step down. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer calls nauseating the latest allegations of misconduct against Cuomo. This one from an aide who says she was accosted when called to the governor's mansion to help with a tech issue. Half a dozen women have now come forward accusing Cuomo of sexual harassment, leading to widespread calls, even from Democrats, for him to step down. Separately, Cuomo is accused of policies that expose thousands of the state's nursing home residents to COVID-19, then underreporting the deaths after they occurred. Bob Agnew reporting.
Late Friday afternoon, New York's junior Senator Kirsten Gillibrand joined the chorus of Democratic leaders calling for Governor Cuomo's resignation. Cuomo insisted on Friday that he would not step down. The House on Thursday passed the Bipartisan Background Checks Act of 2021, a measure that would require universal background checks on all commercial gun sales, part of a new push for gun control, after Democrats won control of the Senate.
Some Republicans strongly objected to the expanded checks, one saying they're meant to turn law-abiding citizens into criminals. Despite their criticism, eight Republicans backed the bill, which passed 227 to 230. The bill is the work of the House Gun Violence Prevention Task Force, which was created in the wake of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. The legislation was originally introduced and passed by the House in early 2019, but was never considered by the Republican-controlled Senate. The bill did face ire from Republican House members not in support of expanded background checks. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The city of Minneapolis has agreed to pay $27 million to settle a civil lawsuit from George Floyd's family over the black man's death in police custody. The settlement was announced Friday as jury selection continued in the trial of Derek Chauvin, a white former officer charged with murder and manslaughter in Floyd's death. On Wall Street, the Dow by 293 points, the Nasdaq dropped 78. More at townhall.com.
Following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
Gold mining companies are leading the charge for exploration and discovery as investors around the world turn to gold as a hedge against an uncertain hyper-politicized market. Right now, the same catalysts that drove gold to record prices last year could send the market even higher as investors turn to the safe haven of gold and other precious metals. Get up-to-the-minute intelligence in this vital investment sector with your free research from Avid Gold Sector Report. Text METAL to 48542 to find out more with your free research. When you take all of these potentially positive catalysts for gold into consideration, it shouldn't come as any total surprise that firms such as Citi appear to have a roughly $2,500 price target on gold. You can find out which companies we've identified that are poised to lead the charge in precious metals and exploration when you text the word METAL to 48542. Text METAL to 48542.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition. Always good to have Kevin Child on, the former Clark County School Board trustee, who joins us. He cares very deeply about the children in our community, and because, well, they are the leaders of tomorrow. They are the cops, they're the judges, they're the doctors, they're the talk show hosts of tomorrow, and Kevin Child joins us. Kevin, how you doing, my friend? You ready for a big weekend?
Oh, absolutely, and it's raining, so that's a great thing. Thanks for having me on, and thank you to the listeners.
I always love it when it rains in the desert. There's something when you call your friends back east and you say, guess what, it's raining in the desert. It has a good ring to it.
And then you can say it's snowing, too, actually.
In fact, I was in the dentist chair this morning, and the hygienist said, and you know it's snowing in Summerlin. I said,
middle of March, Kevin.
Unbelievable. Hey, Kev, I want to ask you, because we've got $4.5 billion coming into the state of Nevada from the COVID-19 Relief Act, and I'm just curious, is there going to be more money for education? We always say we don't have enough money for education. Will there money in this deal for education?
Absolutely. So at 4 o'clock in the morning, I got a call from the Congressman Amade, who's up north. He told me exactly what the schools were going to get, and that's $447 million, and that's called the Elementary and Secondary School Emergency Relief Fund. So we'll see how they divvy it up with all 17 school districts.
It's safe to say, though, that the largest school district, the fifth largest school district in the country, the largest school district in the state, will probably get the bulk of that money. Am I right?
Well, you hope so, because that's where we. And then you have Washoe County. But here's a caveat for you. Remember, Clark County's enrollment is down from 223,000, or let's say rounded off to 220, Kev, and it's down to 205. So they're missing about 15,000 students. And remember, in Clark County, each student's worth about $10,200. Well, out of the budget so far, they're already in a deficit of $153 million, Kevin.
So they're going to have a hole to plug in their budget, all a part of this attrition, if you will.
Absolutely. And the biggest thing is that they're probably still missing kids from after the school break, which they haven't done a head count yet, which I would implore somebody over at the school district or one of the school board trustees or one of the legislators to ask, is there that many kids in school? Because remember, we might be paying for kids that are not in school again.
Wow. So in other words, we need another count day where we can figure out how many butts are in the seats, so to speak.
That's what I would suggest. And as a former school board trustee and all those other seven trustees, one of them should be asking that, and they haven't. And remember, legislators are in what? They're in Carson City, which you and I can't go up there, but all the stores are open, by the way. I know that there's a lawsuit filing so we can actually get into that building, the people's building, which is really sad. But again, they're not bringing about education. You haven't heard hide or hair of the education and how many the deficit is, Kevin.
Let me ask you, did we as a school district have a fiscal crisis brewing before the pandemic? Are we balanced pretty much and we have all the money we need?
No, we do not. We've never had enough money, and that's why I asked for an audit somewhat about 3 years ago, and they chose never to do it, and even the trustees now has never done an audit on the Clark County School District. I know that we are kind of short. We were in a deficit budget because of raises. Remember, everybody deserves a raise every year, and again, some teachers do, I would say some teachers don't. I think now people are pissed at teachers and they don't even want them to give them raises. But not all teachers are bad, as we would say. But again, we're going to have a problem with the budget again. But maybe that $447 million will probably help it out. But again, it's got to be spent right. And you have to have the right questions to all those, you know, questions of where you want to put that money and how you want to delegate it. Because remember, there's a lot of kids in that school district that are very behind in school. And what are you going to do? You're going to have to open up the schools during the summertime, Kevin.
No, in fact, but see, it's my contention that one summer school ain't going to make all that much of a difference. I mean, you're talking about a couple of months?
Yeah, you're going to have to, and that's something they're going to have to look at, maybe year-round school, again, for at least a year. And they can do that and without, you know, again, it's thinking outside the box. And have you heard anybody think outside the box in the Clark County School District or in the state of Nevada about education? Because here's my deal. You've got a lot of private schools that have been open since August. And again, they've been slowly dragging their feet, getting these schools open. And it's not the superintendent's fault. It's the school board trustees' fault.
It'll be interesting to see how they spend this money. Again, $447 million coming to education in the state. You'd have to think that the bulk of that is going to go to the Clark County School District. Washoe will get some money and some of the other districts as well. But it will be interesting to see how this money is apportioned. I'm just curious, will it make a difference? I mean, will a quick infusion of cash make a difference in a district that has been pulling up the rear versus, you know, other school districts around the country? Is it going to make that big of a difference?
Well, again, as you go back to the question, how they spend the money and what they do with that money. Again, if they put it into programs to help other impoverished kids out, because you have to understand, 69% in the whole school district is the kids are on free and reduced meal, and they have a problem. And this is what people don't want to look at, is our poverty rate. Out of those 305,000 kids, you have 69% of kids in poverty, meaning they have no money, Kevin. So, and they're at a disadvantage, a lot of them. But again, will that money help? It's depending on what programs they put, as long as they put it in the reading, writing, and arithmetic programs.
There's a crazy news story that I wanted to pass on to you and just get your reaction. Elementary school kids In fact, an elementary school in northwest Las Vegas, I believe it was in Summerlin, had to apologize to parents earlier this week after a political cartoon video representing conservative U.S. Supreme Court justices as terrifying monsters. What do you know about this story? I mean, this is just that the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg was portrayed as a cyborg superhero, and the Republican nominees for the Supreme Court were monsters. How did this slip through the vetting by that school principal there?
Kevin, I am so baffled, and I heard about it right away. When I looked at that, I'm like, how is not somebody's head rolling? And this is what these trustees need to do, is put a policy. You cannot be political like this, period, end of story. You know what? Those kids should be learning reading, writing, arithmetic, not a cartoon depicting the late, God bless her, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, turning into a superhero cyborg and shooting all the monsters that are portrayed to be the Republicans. This is not healthy for our kids. It's not emotional health, because when they're talking about violence, this was violence, Kevin. This is partisan politics, and this has got to stop.
Kevin. So, hey, Kevin, let me just ask you, and again, Kevin Child, joining us, the former Clark County School Board trustee, you know the system. I mean, when stuff is going to be shown to kids, and some of it in cartoon fashion, somebody had to have vetted this. I mean, who signed off on this?
Evidently, the principal did, and I guess they're looking into it right now. And not being a school board trustee, I know that I'm sure that the school board trustee heard about it, which I would believe. I think it would be Lola Brooks in her district, because the Vasiliades Elementary School is up in, like I said, up by Summerlin. So we'll see what happens. I hope in the news will ask more questions about it. I hope people go to the school board trustees and ask questions about it, because this should not fly nowhere in public schools.
Monday night, a letter went out to parents from school principal Paul Catania. He apologized and said school officials are making changes to the review process to prevent this type of incident in the future. I mean, I just don't know how this gets through and gets to the kids. Some adult in the room had to stand up and say, whoa, we're showing our kids this?
Yep, and that's the problem with it. They need to start vetting. They probably need a group of parents, like parent to parent, to make sure that they're doing the job of vetting some of these videos. Because, again, this is not right, Kevin.
Yeah.
This is not right. And I hope parents start to be angered and start calling their school board trustees, because that's when it's going to start changing. That's when people start voicing up and they can't be afraid, because your voice matters, Kevin.
Well, and these people serve at the pleasure of you, the general public. Am I right?
Absolutely, 100%. I have no problem and I'm not afraid to get on, as you know, that I'm on your show periodically and I talk about the school issues. And again, you don't hear none of the school board trustees doing that. And that's what they are supposed to do, is come on programs like yours and inform parents what they're doing. They're all silent, and I have a hard time with that, because they work for you and I, you know. And the other night, what I heard, I was listening to the school board meeting, and one of them said, I only get paid $700. Well, if you only get paid $700 and you're complaining about it, that means your heart is not in the job. That means you should step down and get something else, because you're not about the kids.
Give me your sense, and I know you keep your ear to the ground, and you talk with a lot of parents, you talk with a lot of school board people. I'm curious how this thing is going with kids back in some of the classrooms, and more to come.
Well, number one is that the parents would like to see, a lot of them want to see, I'd say 80% want to see face-to-face learning full-time. And they're still struggling with this hybrid model, which is these elementary schools, kids going only 2 days a week. It's really sad. It should not be happening. They should be in there, you know, all day long for 5 days a week, Kevin. And again, it goes back to the school board trustees not putting certain procedures in to get these kids. these schools are safe. Science says they're safe. And our emotional stress over our kids is not very well. As you know, we lost 21 kids to suicide this year, doubled from last year. Really sad. And parents are struggling because, again, they have to stay home with their kids, and then they have to find different ways of getting their kids to school back and forth. And it puts a stress on the family. Again, with some of this money, and remember, they had $70 million come in last December, or what was it, last November, to help these schools out. Where'd that money go, Kevin? And you still haven't heard where that money came. And legislators should be held accountable. The governor should be held accountable. The state superintendent should be held accountable. But you don't hear them in the news, which is really saddening. And again, our local news need to start asking more questions, because if kids matter, they need to start asking questions.
Indeed, indeed they do. I'm curious of what happens, because this, to me, what's going on now, the hybrid, the after hybrid, the ollie all-in free version of the Clark County School District, to me it all revolves around being essentially a dress rehearsal for what's going to happen in August. Or maybe earlier. Maybe we start the school year in July instead of August. What is your sense of you know, how it is going? Is it going to be okay in August for everybody to come back into schools?
Well, I think we're slated that we're going to get all the shots in. The vaccinations are going to be done, hopefully. And why wouldn't it be? If science tells you that it's okay, and again, science told us last October that it's okay for these kids to go back to school. But people want to turn the blind eye. Leaders want to turn the blind eye, and they want to scare people. Again, it should be back in as normal by August. I'm hoping, and I'm hearing on the ground, that it should be normal by August, that everyone should be vaccinated that wants to be vaccinated. But again, you've got our wonderful governor not saying too much of how he wants to open up these schools, which he should be at the forefront of this, because he's the leader of the state, and he has the power and the influence to do all the other stuff to get these kids back into the classroom.
Again, Kevin Child joining us, former Clark County School Board trustee. You want to get back into the arena?
Yeah, I would. I'm not shy. Again, I love what I do. I love politics, and I hate calling it politics, because to me it's customer service. It's taking care of the business of the people. And I love doing that. I've been thinking of running for maybe a state assembly, or maybe running again for school board trustee. So we'll see what happens. Like I said, there's always tomorrow, you hope. And I'm always looking up to a better job, to do something better in my community. So I'm excited about what the future has for me.
I'll be waiting for your announcement. And I'm assuming you'll make it on this program. So that not just me.
I will sit in that chair right next to you when I can without a mask on.
There you go.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. And I have no problem with it, Kev.
Because, by the way, me and your mom are waiting to see what you do.
My mom said to say hello, by the way.
I love your mom. Kev, hey, thank you so much. Have a great weekend, my friend. And we will talk.
Have a safe one. Be safe on those roads out there.
Will do. Kevin Child, former Clark County School Board trustee, joining us. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. We might even do a repeat of the Friday song, only because we can. On AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Did you miss the deadline to sign up for a healthcare program at the end of 2020? If so, you're in luck. A special enrollment period is underway right now through May 15th, meaning that Americans looking to enroll in a new healthcare program for 2021 can do so without the need of a qualifying event. Over 200,000 Americans trust Liberty HealthShare for their healthcare needs. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. That's just $199 per month. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. To learn more about how Liberty HealthShare can help you save money on your healthcare expenses, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
While we were in break, more illegal migrants have come across our southern border, and it's getting serious. It is a crisis. Don't let anybody tell you it's not. Senator Rob Portman of Ohio, and in fact, let's see if we can squeeze this in before the break. This is cut four, and this was earlier today. Senator Rob Portman asking Biden to change the border policy. What is going on right now along our southern border is not working. Dismantling all of the, entire Trump policy. It's not working. This was Rob Portman this morning on Fox News Channel.
By all accounts, many of these migrants, including children, face serious threats to their lives and well-being on the trip north. Just as happened in the past surges in 2014 and in 2019, we know this includes many victims of human trafficking who were deceived and coerced by traffickers and smugglers as they are taken from Central America up to the U.S. border. The trip is treacherous. We have evidence that exploitation and sexual abuse occurs along the way. In 2019, again, the last time this happened, estimates of migrants who were victims of sexual or physical abuse along the journey ranged from 30 to 75%. And individual victims have described incredibly disturbing accounts of being subjected to violence, sexual assault, rape by traffickers.